All right, good morning. Time for First Thoughts, quarter to six and 54 degrees. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. They're saying here in the Chippewa Valley, a little bit of fog before nine, patchy fog today. And I'm not alone in the studio because Grace Triplett is here. She is our 17-year-old high school senior job shadower yesterday and today. Now, Grace, welcome back.
Hello.
All right, you got a little bit of coffee, right?
Yep.
All right. And so you told me you went with you've already started school, home school, but you stuck with the same bedtime. What was that last night? How early?
Around 10.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you weren't scared off by the fact I was being kind of, you know, the tough guy where yesterday you got here at 7, but I was like, all right, you know, rather than 5:30, I want you to get the full picture. 5:15. That didn't scare you off. You weren't like, boy, I need to go to bed at 8. So what time did you get up this morning?
4:15.
All right. So what do you think? Early morning radio. Would you want to be the morning person who starts the day?
Yeah, I think I could do it.
Okay, there we go. She's not scared off. All right. Well, great to have you here today and kind of observing. What's been your observations through a day plus so far? Do you like what you see?
Yeah, I do like what I see.
Good.
Yeah, it looks fun.
All right, good. All right, well, in the meantime, today in history, it is August 19th, the 231st day of the year, and three items for you. Audio for two of them. In 1812, the United States frigate USS Constitution. I've been hearing a lot about the USS Lincoln, but the Constitution back in 1812 earned the name Old Ironsides. You've heard of that after defeating the British ship Guerrero during the War of 1812. Also, on this day in 1934, Adolf Hitler was elected Führer in Germany. Yeah, a little bit eerie hearing the sounds of Hitler. And in fact, more than 90% of the voters elected him to office. So what was up with that? I don't know, a little bit of a head scratcher. Also, on this day in 1977.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Legendary actor, comedian Groucho Marx died at the age of 86 on this day, 1977. And finally, August 19th, from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, our morning Devo, God's far stronger than whatever is holding you back. Mark 4:39, he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Goff says, few things bring me as much joy as being out on the water. Since we live right by the bay, time on the water is one of my go-to activities and almost always delivers. But occasionally it backfires. Occasionally I'll get out on the water, sailing in anticipation of a time for a little restoration, and a storm will show up unannounced and knock me around instead. Goff says, every time storms show up when I'm out on a boat, I think about the time Jesus' friends were hit with a similar surprise. I imagine them frantically paddling and pulling on ropes, desperate to get to the shore safely. With no luck after all their efforts, they realized Jesus was fast asleep, and they thought maybe he'd have an answer. They shook Jesus out of a deep sleep, and the first words out of his mouth were, "Don't be afraid." He stood up and told the storm to be quiet, and it was quiet. We're all a little like the disciples, doing our best to make it through life, but storms happen, and before we know it, we're thrown into a bout with depression or financial pressures or sudden unemployment. The peaceful life we're striving for gets thrown off course. We wonder if God's asleep. Those are the times it's most important to remember God is far stronger than whatever's holding you back. Jesus wasn't thrown off by thunderstorms then, and he's not caught off guard by the storms in our lives now. It might look to us like Jesus is asleep in the back of the boat, but he's actually fixing the rudder. Today's closing question, what storms are you facing right now? What storms are you facing right now? So we've created WIB.com/celebrations, and we see we do indeed have a birthday there for this August 19th. We will get to that. But first of all, our job shadower, Grace Triplett, is here. And so, Grace, we've got drawings on the end of the month. So 12 days away, August 31st on a Monday, I think, right? We'll wrap it up. And we will have a couple of drawings for $25 gift cards for Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. But then you've got six different, but you even were like, all of these are one prize, right?
Yeah.
All right. So give us the list. What do people have a chance to win? The grand prize in our WIB.com/celebrations drawing coming up. Again, you got to enter something there to be eligible, right? So what do we got?
a free coffee, tea, or latte from Victory House Coffee and Cafe.
Menominee.
$50 gift card from Jim Bob's Pizza. $50 gift card from Mainstream Boutique. An ice cream birthday cake or $30 for candy from CJ's and Candy Store and Scoop's Shop. Viking
Which,
Bowling.
Let's just say that's a Menominee and then the summer in Rock Falls, C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. All right. Which would you take, the birthday cake or the $30 in candy? The ice cream cake. Yeah. It's a tough call.
Well, I don't really like candy that much, so I think I'd go with the cake.
Ice cream cake. Yeah. All right. Two more, right?
A Viking bowling package for two or for four, two games, shoes, and two topping pizza. And a $30 gift card, or $30 from Dave's Drive-In Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, so that's six different businesses. I mean, you just load up. So get us your celebrationswib.com/celebrations. We've got one today from the Gerlitz in the Withy area. It's mom, Peggy, says Albert with a birthday. She says, Albert Gerlitz is a wonderful son, willing to help anyone in need. He's a great 4K teacher and coaches many sports. In his spare time, he loves to play sports and hunt. So, Albert, happy birthday today. Job shadow, and who knows, maybe someday an intern here, Grace Triplett. And you had fun listing the different prizes people could win for the grand prize for wib.com/celebrations. So let's include you some more because after the weather, we like to do special events and our number for the day. So are you ready? All right, here we go. Today is Black Cow Root Beer Float Day, and I think that means it's chocolate ice cream in with the root beer, right? So what else do we got?
International Bow Day.
Okay.
Oh, I should have worn a bow.
International Orangutan Day.
International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day.
Ah, didn't know that. It's Aviation Day.
Hot and Spicy Food Day.
All right. It is also, I don't know this, and I know your dad's a doctor, but it's a Medical Dosimetrist's Day. I have no idea what that is, but what's the next one?
Potato Day.
All right. Wow.
Harvest some potatoes.
Yeah. There you go. Get your carbs. It's Sandcastle and Sculpture Day right here near the end of summer.
Soft Ice Cream Day.
World Humanitarian Day.
And World Photo Day.
It's a lot in one day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Today's number is, and I'm going to tell the number and you tell what it is. It's 10,500. And what is that?
Number of items of clothing a woman will buy in her lifetime.
Wow. There you go. You're young. You're still starting out, but that maybe surprises you a little bit.
Fly ball, right center.
Brian Anderson on Brewers TV, record set all over the place in Milwaukee last night as the crew absolutely demolished the Seattle Mariners 22-0 to open their series at American Family Field. That was the most runs the Brewers have scored since August 28, 1992. It also ties for the most lopsided shutout in Major League Baseball history.
Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, playing our favorite Win It Wednesday game.
It's Secret Sound. It's back once again. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. And for a prize this morning, how about a value basket from Culver's? Culver's of Lake Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. We appreciate their partnership as advertisers here on WWIB. A value basket from Culver's, the prize, if you can solve Secret Sound. 715-723-2555. Without further ado, here is this week's Secret Sound on a Win It Wednesday. What is that? Do you want to hear it again, or can you figure it out? 715-723-2555. If you have a guess for the Secret Sound, what in the world is this? 723-2555 to guess. Now, we have Grace with us in studio, and I played it for her, and she had some good guesses, but wasn't able to figure it out. And privilege of being a job shadower with us, I just told her what it was, so she wouldn't have to be in suspense all morning.
There we go.
715-723-2555 for a value basket from Culver's. Secret Sound on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. What is this? Secret Sound. No penalty for wrong guesses. You can keep on guessing as long as you can get through. 715-723-2555. What in the world could this be? And really, Hava, you're getting about a second. That's all you're getting for a Secret Sound.
Yeah, it's always kind of tough. It's as with anything, it's easier when you know the answer, but it's hard to imagine how tough it could be. You did play it for me yesterday. I didn't instantly get it either. That's for sure. I needed you to tell me. So again, 723-2555. What's your guess for a Culver's value basket?
What is this secret sound? It is not a sword being pulled from its sheath or scabbard as it was last week.
Yeah.
But what could it be this time? 715-723-2555. Is this secret sound?
Took us a couple of days and getting to a clue or two before we got it last week. Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Let's play Secret Sound.
715-723-2555. A value basket from Culver's on the line if you can identify our secret sound. Here it is. 715-723-2555. What in the world could that be? No penalty for wrong guesses, so guess away. Guess to your heart's content. Dial in at 715-723-2555 and give us your best guess for Secret Sound for a chance to win that Culver's value basket. What is this? 723-2555.
If you don't guess, then we'll just continually play that for the next minute.
I know. Just keep on going. We tried earlier in the hour and people were maybe a little groggy, a little stumped, saying, I don't know what that is, but... You never know. Could be something completely random. Could be something where you say, hey, within the realm of my auditory experience, I've heard that before. What is this? 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Is it a nail gun?
Is it a nail gun?
Good guess.
It's not. But I can see that. Kind of a pneumatic sound, but not a nail gun. Thank you, Courtney. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Chloe, what do you think that secret sound is?
Opening a soda.
Is it opening a soda? Now, I would say pop, but is it opening a soda or a pop, a soft drink of some sort? Is this?
It's not, but Chloe, real quick, did you use your DQ winnings yesterday? And if so, what'd you get?
Yeah, I got the Royal Ultimate Taco brownie thingy.
Wow. You know what? We found out yesterday because Chloe picked up her prize so fast that, like, gymnast multiple days a week, so she burns off a ton of calories. So, that sounds like you deserve that treat.
It was amazing.
Fantastic. All right, Chloe, thanks so much for the call. Let's go here on the phone, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee. Is it an aluminum can crusher?
All right, let's listen. Havo? Brian from Menominee, did he get it? Is it an aluminum can crusher?
That's a great guess. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you. Appreciate the love from Menominee this morning. 715-723-2555. Good to hear from Dunn County or anywhere in the WIB listening area. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
And if I win, you have to give it to Linda from Chippewa.
All right. There you go. Eau Claire and Chippewa. Friends over.
Yeah, Linda won on behalf of her last week. So,
what do you think, Vicky?
I think it's one of those date stampers that you push down and
Okay, sure. A date stamper.
Right.
Is that what it is? How did Vicky get it?
Another good guess. That's not it.
Not this time, Vicky. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Tim from Rice Lake.
Wow, two from Rice Lake. Love it. What do you think?
Airbox stapler.
An airbox stapler. All right. Havo, Jim, for the pride of Rice Lake. Did he get it?
Sorry, Jim. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
Stapler is what I had guessed when Caleb played it for me yesterday morning. So,
I mean, and some sounds can be reminiscent of other things, right?
Yeah.
But, just not it. Do you have any more guesses in you? Great guesses so far. Just not what this is. 715-723-2555. A chance to win your way into a value basket. From Culver's. Culver's of Lake Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers tie for the most lopsided shutout in MLB history last night as they demolished the Seattle Mariners 22-0, the most runs in Brewers game since 1992. But afterward, Brewers skipper Pat Murphy keeps that win in perspective.
It's one game, and it's a pretty good performance. Pretty darn good performance. I think Harrison was not his sharpest, but... settled in after the first hitter.
The Crew have won four of their last five. They'll continue the three-game set in Milwaukee against the Mariners tonight. Also, the Green Bay Packers getting running back Josh Jacobs back on the practice field. The 28-year-old returned to practice yesterday. No word from head coach Matt LaFleur on whether Jacobs will be among the starters who will play a series during Friday's preseason game against the Denver Broncos. And that's your sports.
If you just heard the audio from Pat Murphy, would you guess that his team had won 22-0?
He's very even-keeled. Very even-keeled.
I guess. Wednesday of the Whip Wake Up Show. Let's play Secret Sound.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win some deliciousness from Culver's. How about a Culver's value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, or Rice Lake? This is the secret sound that we are trying to identify. This has stumped everyone so far, but maybe now. Maybe now is the time. What is this secret sound? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Waiting patiently on the line. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe, what do you think that secret sound is?
I believe it's opening the back hatch of an SUV.
Opening the back hatch of an SUV. Let's listen again together. Havo, is that opening the back hatch of an SUV?
Sorry, Chloe, that's not it.
It's not, but thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Secret sound. What is that? On a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
How do you do that? She gets right back through. All right. What do you think? Two in a row guesses. What do you think, Chloe?
Walking through a screen door.
Walking through a screen door. For one thing, we're impressed that you have those other guesses, like, just ready to rock and roll. Is this walking through a screen door? Did she get it this time, Havo?
Sorry, Chloe, that's not it.
No. Now, we found out, thank you, Chloe, we found out yesterday that Chloe regularly listens with her dad on her commute to gymnastics.
Yeah, that's right.
We appreciate that so much. Thanks for being part of the WWIB family. 715-723-2555 to guess.
It's kind of like Chloe versus the field.
I know. Well, this is the thing. There's no penalty for wrong guesses. We say this, and you know what? Get as many swings in as you can. I know Chloe's a gymnast, but from a baseball analogy, you can't get a hit if you don't swing.
I was picturing like she got off the horse, ran back, and she did it again, you know? So, all
715-723-2555. Let's go back to the phones. Is this Chloe again? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe wants Culver. So go for it, Chloe. What do you think?
Okay, this time, is it filling up a tire?
Filling up a tire. Okay. Hopefully you guys don't have any flat tires on your commute to and from gymnastics. Is this filling up a tire? Did she get it this time, Havel? Third time's the charm?
0-3.
Not it. All right. Thank you, Chloe. Good guesses, though.
Yeah, right.
Good guesses. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. For your chance to call in and win from Culver's of Lake Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake, a Culver's value basket, if you can identify what this secret sound is. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chippewa Falls, Dan.
Dan from Chippewa Falls, what do you think?
Stapler.
Is it a stapler? Now, we've had kind of like an air stapler, I think, before, but is this just a straight-up stapler?
No. That's what I thought, too, Dan. It's not that.
Yeah, again, you're in good company, Dan, but not a stapler. We can take a couple more guesses here. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Aiden from Mondovi. What do you think this secret sound is today, Aiden?
Turning off an old TV.
Turning off an old TV. Now, what do you consider old? What would be an old TV? Like, from what year-ish?
What year? 1985.
2 years before I was born.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, way, way back in the day. Is this turning off an old TV?
Sorry.
It's not. Honestly, I was just curious what, because I know Aiden's a little younger, so I was just curious what he would consider old. Back in 1985, when the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Aiden was our Saturday night winner in the after party of two full event tickets to OneFest next
year. Yeah, by the way, Aiden, if you're still tuned in, if you can text us your email address. I've been meaning to get in touch with you. We need your email address so that we can get those sent to you. Good morning, WWIB, the last caller this time. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Bob, what do you think?
Plunger being stuck to the floor.
A plunger being stuck to the floor. How about is this A plunger being stuck to the floor?
I can totally hear that as you play the sound, but that's not it.
Not it. All right. Great guesses, everyone. Thank you so much. We will try again on a Win It Wednesday after 8:45, and we will see if someone can please solve the secret sound. Otherwise, it goes to Try It Again Thursday. Thanks so much for your participation. It means the world to us.
Win It Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show. We're playing for a Culver's Value Basket.
715-723-2555. Secret Sound is the game on this Win It Wednesday. And this is the Secret Sound. A lot of great guesses, but no one's got it yet. What is this? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Your chance to call in and win that Culver's Value Basket. If you can figure out what this secret sound is. Let's go to the phones.
Add one guest to the list, too. We did hear from Jesse and Stanley. Guessed a punch clock. That's not it.
Not a punch clock. All right. 715-723-2555. Caller on the line right now. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Chloe has tried harder than anyone this morning. What do you think this secret sound is, Chloe?
Pop being dispensed out of a vending machine.
Okay, all right. So, and this is the thing. Chloe said soda before, and then I said, oh, I say pop. So that's just kind of a nice nod to whatever, my Midwesternness. Is it pop or soda, whatever you want to call it, being dispensed at a vending machine? Is that it, Halvo?
It's not. Sorry, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe. Call back, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron, Fall Creek.
Hey, Ron, what do you think?
I think it's an electronic signature stamp machine, like you do for checks and all, stick them in and stamps them.
Okay. Is that what this is? How well did Ron from Fall Creek get it for the pride of cricket country?
Sorry, man.
Not it. Thank you, Ron. Good to hear from you. Call back, 715-723-2555. Secret sound. What is that? Lot of great guesses. Lot of great guesses, but we just haven't got it yet. 715-723-2555. If we don't get it this morning, it moves on to Try It Again Thursday. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from in this fine Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
Good morning. This is Nadine from Akana.
And what do you think this secret sound is?
Is it a pogo stick?
Is it a pogo stick?
That's a great guess, too. Let's listen, yeah.
Is it a pogo stick?
It's not.
It's not. Thank you for the call from Akana. Appreciate it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cassandra from Ladysmith.
Cassandra, what do you think this secret sound is?
I think it's one of those punch machines at a game arcade.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's listen again. Havo, did she get it?
It could be that, but that's not it.
All right. No for Lady Smith this time, but call back. Sandra, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Aiden, what do you think?
Could it be Spider-Man's web shooters?
Spider-Man's web shooters.
Spider-Man's web shooters. He is a close personal friend of mine.
If you have to call him,
Peter. Does.
Yeah, it does. It does for sure.
It's not it, but yeah, that sure. It does. All right, thanks, Aiden. and Grace, totally sounds like it.
Grace and I, our job shadow, were both saying that was the last movie we saw, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, I need to see that movie, too. Do like Spider-Man a lot.
Number four, Spider-Man movie number four for Tom Holland.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tommy from Ladysmith.
Tommy from Ladysmith, what do you think the secret sound is?
Is it an air clamp?
Got a handful of different air guesses. Is it an air clamp, Halvo?
It's not, Tommy. Sorry.
Thank you, Tommy. All right. Two more guesses if you guys have any guesses left. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday. Secret sound. What is that? 715-723-2555. If you want to guess before we punt it on to Try It Again Thursday, a Culver's Value Basket is on the line. Is this something? Anything? I don't know. Well, I mean, I know what it is.
Yeah, but, it is something. It is something.
But is it something that you all can guess? I guess we will find out tomorrow here on the WIB Wake Up Show after 7:15. What in the world could that be?